I don't want to answer that question. That's a clown question, bro.
It's time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here's your pod host, Guilty Wilson. Nerd
Up. All right, Guilty Wilson back with the Nerd Up Podcast. Let me tell you guys, it's been a crazy month and a half, I guess, maybe just a month that we were last here, but my rehearsal schedule is gone. I now have time to myself, sometime. Isaac is also unbusy too, but he made other ways to find him, you know, make it busy for himself, so... He hasn't learned yet that he need to take time to relax, but the podcast is back, so I hope you didn't miss us too much. I tried to fill you in with some things once in a while, but we're here, we're back. In fact, we're going to return now to one of our favorite guests, the folks at Geek Boom Comics, Scott and Beth Huey, that, or should I say Beth and Scott Huey, which one way should I go?
I'm good either way. I'm secure.
So, all right. Well, they run Geek Boom. You notice, you may remember that back a few months ago, we interviewed them, talked about the trend of comics and some of the other things going on. Of course, it's more than a comic book store. It is also a gaming place where you can play Magic and some role-playing games and all the other... You guys play, what are those, Clicks?
Heroclix.
You play those too as well? All right. So, see, I mean, just about anything. It's a... Anymore, that's what comic book stores should have been from the beginning, is some place to just come hang out. And I know there was a comic book store when I was growing up that you'd go in there. If you weren't buying a comic, they were kicking you out. Don't be rifling through the comics. Well, why not? So, but these guys, they invite you to come in and have some fun. They still don't want you to rifle through the comics, but, you know, still you can look at them.
I was going to say, I still tell people not to rifle.
But, you know, it's still a place to have some fun. And, like-minded, that's the best part about it. So we'll get you updated on what's going on around here, maybe talk about some events that are coming up with Geek Boom. So, Scott, Beth, welcome.
Thank you.
Hey, Gil.
Are you happy to see me again?
Always. I feel like this is the second or third time we've seen you this week.
So. I know, right? It's just like I just left. What is the latest thing going on here at Geek Boom? What's the latest craze in the past couple of weeks or so?
So, new comic book-wise, as far as DC goes, everybody knows the Batman Damned story. That's been the biggest question on when is number two coming out. Number one went really, really fast after we all realized what was in it.
Batwiener.
Oh, yes. I remember that. Okay, yes.
I was trying to avoid it. So that's been the big talking point. DC is also getting ready to revamp Green Lantern, so we've had a lot of excitement around that. Green Lantern's getting a new story, new writers. Marvel, we're still jumping into that Spidey stuff. So Spider-Geddon, which you've been getting.
Yes, I love that.
Amazing Spider-Man. So a lot of people have jumped on that. And then also now Return of Wolverine. So we've finished Old Man Logan. Now we're giving Wolverine a new story. So those are a couple of the new comics that everybody's really been grabbing at that we sell out of by the end of Wednesday.
Nice. So. Nice. Yeah, the Spidey-geddon is what I call it. So Spider-geddon, if you want to get technical. But yeah, I love the aspect. I always loved the Spider universe. I loved what they created with that. And this is somewhat putting it back together. I'm not quite far enough yet to know. I mean, I had time to start reading my comics again after rehearsal schedule went away. But I love, you know, all these different Spider-Man types. Yeah. For me, I don't know why. It's just something that's kind of cool. I hated when they did the clones.
Yeah.
But everybody did. But this one, it's not clones. It's just different universes.
It's actually individual universal characters so that are coming together.
My favorite, though, is Spider-Man Noir. I don't know why, but mainly because he's in black. So that must be it. But, yeah, and then they got the animated movie coming out that's going to feature a lot of the Spider-Verse. And Spider-Geddon. So so we got the comics, and you guys also do gaming. What's trendy in gaming here? I guess Magic's still popular.
Magic is growing in popularity. It's coming back. We've seen a big lull there for a while. The newest sets that's been coming out have been very solid. Wizards of the Coast finally got it right with this one, and it's bringing players back into the game store.
Right.
And so that's been fantastic. We've doubled our FNMs and player groups. So we've seen, you know, a great influx as far as that goes. So kudos to Wizards of the Coast for actually doing something right this time as far as their story goes.
I think
But I think KeyForge is probably the thing everyone's most excited about. You know anything about KeyForge?
Not at all.
Well, you know, a Magic the Gathering deck building game.
Right.
You know, you buy your deck and you beat my deck and, you know, because I can't afford those cards. The creator of Magic, he had an idea to create a unique deck game. A long time, I said 20 years ago, but they didn't have the technology for it. So KeyForge, now you buy a deck. And that is a unique deck. That is the only way that deck can be played. Those are the only cards that can go in that deck.
Okay.
So there is no going up there, buying singles, spending, you know, $50 on a good card, putting in your deck, and be, you know, overpowering.
Right.
Now you buy a deck, they're like $9.99, and that's your deck. That's how you play. And they've done it to where the logarithms, you know, every deck is unique. They got, like, they can do, like, over a trillion decks with the cards. A lot of people are excited about that because, like, I like games. I don't like the deck building
right.
part of it.
Because, right.
Because, you know, once you jump in, you're so far behind.
Yeah,
that's you know, true. It's not fair, really. So this eliminates all that, and people can get into it. They can get into it for, you know, $9.99. I think the key is just when they get, when they want to change their deck, when they want to change the way they play, then they buy a new deck. But still much more affordable than,
right.
you know, other games out there. But that launches middle of November. Their events and stuff are...
Yeah. So yeah, they've got some pretty unique event structures that we'll be utilizing. So it actually releases on the street November 15th. November, the weekend of the 17th and 18th, is the worldwide launch. So local game stores that are participating will be hosting special events so players can come in, try out this awesome new game, take home some cool prizes for doing it.
Oh.
And then there's going to be a four-week structure set up. So once a week for 4 weeks, up to 16 people can come in and play, similar to a league.
Mm-hmm.
Come in and play each other with their decks. There's prizes for all of that. And then there's going to be regular events held for this. But like he said, all of the decks are unique. You can't disassemble the deck. You can't change the deck. So nobody will ever have the same deck. You know, I will have a deck. You will have a deck. He will have a deck. Nobody will ever have the same one.
Oh, okay.
And so that keeps it, you know, engaging. There's no overpowered decks. You know, it's all fairly even killed. But it's a fairly quick game. You can play it in 30 to 45 minutes. You can teach it in about 15 minutes. We enjoyed it thoroughly when we played it. And we've actually got four different decks here in the store that players are, you know, we encourage them to come in and try the game out. It's one of the games we'll be hosting this weekend. For people to kind of get a sneak peek at it and,
oh, nice.
And get those pre-orders in so they can then, you know, come in on that launch weekend on the 17th and participate and be ready to go.
Nice. I like the idea of just a not quite a quick play, but it, like you said, it was a faster paced game.
Yep.
But the idea that, okay, you know when the game's over.
Yeah.
That's one thing I tried Magic. I did. I honestly gave it a shot. And it just seemed like it took forever. Plus, like you said, the disadvantage of people that have been building their decks and have the money and the resources to do that. I'll never forget this with Magic. We, running the shop we used to have, we'd get a new shipment of cards. And the owner would always, everybody that was there at the time of delivery, put in your money, $5, you know, get you a deck or get you a pack. And we'd just open them all at once. And everybody's like, okay, let's look for the whatever the rare was at the time. And everybody opened their deck. A lot of people got crap cards. It was what they'd call them. And then I opened one. I'll never forget this. And I was like, yeah, why not? I'll try it. Everybody knew I was not a player. And so I opened it up, and I got one that was like right off the bat. It was like $85 listed. And the guy goes, I'll give you $5 back for that. And I'm like, but it's $85.
Yeah.
So I ended up saying, you know what? I don't play. Here, give me 20.
Yeah.
So, but I'll never forget that aspect of it. And you're right. The disadvantage of some of the guys... Some of these guys put out some serious money for these cards. It is a collectible game as well. It's not just a playing game. It's a collectible. Will this KeyForge, will that be a collectible thing?
I think as far as just changing the decks, you know, it's not going to be individual cards collectability,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be that deck collectability. So, and you know, I feel like that's going to be the thing. It's like, you know, the four we have, we've got a couple people that are like, I really want to buy this yellow-red deck that you have because mm-hmm. it's amazing. And it's like, well, if it's that good, then no, I'm keeping it. You know, because they know there's not going to be another one made of that.
Right.
That's the only one like that. And so it's that kind of collectability where it's like, you know, you saw this amazing deck played. I want it. I know there's nothing else like it. There is no other one like it. I can't get it anywhere except from you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to be the collectible portion of it as far as it, you know, being sought for.
Because the way they play, like the first two we had, one was really soft. It was kind of momentum building, but it was very slow. And you had to really be patient with it.
Uh-huh.
Which was his deck, and he's not patient.
And the deck she had was more me. It was more boom, boom,
yeah, it's
boom.
Very aggressive.
You know,
and
I liked that deck, but, you know, I had to learn how to play,
right,
you know, the other deck. But I would have gladly switched,
right,
you know, or swapped or gave her $10 for her deck. But it's going to be that kind of thing. But, like, most important, like, when you play with your kids with stuff, like, they whoop you.
Right.
Remember when you were young, you didn't think your kids were ever going to beat you at, you know,
right, yeah,
Atari? You know, like, Nintendo? You know, now they just kill you.
Right.
Now when I play, you know, it's even.
It's equal footing on that. Yeah. Okay. Well, how do they keep the decks from being, you know, like, I'll take this card and put it in this deck? How do they keep that from happening?
So there is one card in every deck that has a list of every single card that's supposed to be in that deck. It's basically a checklist.
Okay.
And prior to special events and stuff like that, it is up to each other to check each other's decks. Oh. So that keeps everybody honest.
And the backs are different.
Yep,
too.
The backs have houses. If you think of Harry Potter.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So each deck has three houses, and they'll be random three houses. So you could have three of, you know, some houses. I could have three completely different ones, but it's one way. You're not going to have those three houses necessarily on the same on every deck or on multiple decks. But that checklist is how everybody stays honest. And it's also suggested that nobody can play unless you have that checklist card in your deck, because you also have to keep it faced up to where you can see all your houses on it. So, but it's, again, if people are interested and they want to find out more, that will be one of the games we'll have this weekend for people to come and check out.
And this weekend, that's one of the things we're going to talk about later on, is the Halloween extravaganza, that's what I'm calling it. Basically, the free comic book day for Halloween. I guess you guys are going to do gaming events as well, and that's when you're going to demo that. But yeah, if you're near a comic book store, make sure you ask them about their Halloween goings-on. Mainly, it's the comic books is why I go. Again, sorry. I'm not much of a gamer yet. But the Halloween-themed comics will be coming out, and they're free. Just like Free Comic Book Day, but it's Halloween. And but you guys are turning it into a whole event, and especially here in the Vincennes area, there's trick-or-treating going on down on this main street here in downtown Vincennes, and taking advantage of that aspect as well. Incorporating it all, get everybody in here, kids of all ages, and you know, whether you're trick-or-treating or just coming in to have some fun, that's the way to do it and try out a new game. So Keyforge is the name.
Yes.
Officially launches in November.
Yes.
And but you guys are going to be demoing it this weekend. Now I know the podcast stay up there forever. Somebody in the year 2025 will be listening back, hopefully anyway, and say, well, I missed it. Well, maybe they'll keep the game going. So I don't know about 2025. That's a long way.
They can still
ahead.
Come in here and demo it.
Yeah. 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 Okay. You'll still have the older cards.
That's right.
You know. It sounds like an interesting. I'm intrigued, and I'm not a gamer.
Right.
I like the idea that it's like, hey, you don't have to worry about other people, you know, outspending you,
mm-hmm.
And that's really what it comes down to in a lot of Magic. People outspending, and then there's the guys that are just geniuses on building decks.
Right.
I'm like, how did? Wow, you know.
Yeah, this is all about sitting down and
just playing.
Coming up with a strategy and just playing it. Yeah, grab me, because I'm not like a huge gamer.
Right.
So it takes a special game to keep my attention. And the minute they told me, like, I don't have to build a deck, you know, I can just sit down and play, I was like, I'm in.
Nice.
$10.
And it's wallet friendly, which is one thing we
right.
liked was, you know, gamers especially aren't people that necessarily like to open up the billfold very often, you know, unless it's, you know, for something super special. So it's price point, you know, for a core set where you get two decks and everything that you would ever need in it, you know, it's $40.
Okay.
You can change it anytime you want for $10. Literally.
That's not
anytime
bad at all.
And you don't even need a core set to play. You can just play with a deck.
And use pennies and...
Yeah. We have little plastic counters we use right now until we get a core set. So,
okay.
You know, so, I mean, it's literally a $10 investment and you're ready to go.
Nice.
And when you said wallet friendly, I thought you meant the size of it. Because the decks aren't huge. They're not like Magic decks when they
right.
sell
oh,
big
yes,
boxes.
Oh, yes,
yes. Like, it's relatively small, kind of like a pack of cards.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so people can carry it with them and just sit down and play. Like, a lot of our players here, like, well, in between, like, X-Wing matches, you know, we'll be able to just sit down and throw down.
Yeah, and yeah, you're right. You know, you see people bring in, like, briefcases full of cards
right.
to play Friday Night Magic. I'm like... Why?
you don't need all those cards.
You
that's the thing. You're like, the only thing you get is that little deck of cards.
Yeah. I got to put it together, though. I don't know what I want. I'm like, yeah, okay. But it's also showing off what you got, too. So
right.
That was also the fun in Magic, not just playing, but showing off what you got. So, all right. Well, so that's the next, almost, I'd say, good trend in gaming. Any new things in role-playing games that you guys see in?
We are huge Starfinder fans.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to talk him into trying it, and now he's like the best role player, I think, because he's him. And so we play it on a regular basis after hours with a group of friends, but it's one that we have seen more and more people come in to buy. And it's, you know, we've sold more of it than we have really anything else within the last couple months. And with them putting out the new Armory book, and they've constantly giving new one-shot, you know, just small campaigns like the Dead Sons and stuff like that that they've been putting out. So it's really taken off. Now, D&D is always going to be the number one selling RPG. But we like that there's something different.
Right.
And that we're seeing more and more people become excited over it.
And what's the name of this again?
Starfinder.
Starfinder, yes. Okay.
It's Pathfinder in space. So it is a Paizo product, so it does come from Paizo, but it is 100% based off of those Pathfinder dice mechanics and play mechanics, but they've amped it up a little bit, so you're in space. So, you know, instead of those regular goblins, you get space goblins.
Okay, hey.
So,
you just put space in front of it, and it's already
space. Super cute little guys with little helmets.
Oh, okay.
So, but we thoroughly enjoy it, and just the different feel of it, you know. It's not that old school, you're in that old world barbarian type thing. Instead, it's this, you know, deep in space, think Star Wars almost. Advanced. So
I might have to check that out. At least watch somebody play it. I don't know if I want to jump into it yet. I was big into D&D back in the 80s. After I got done playing, I'm like, wow, that took a lot of my time.
Well, I'm back to you on Saturday nights because we came up with a robot character that has been reprogrammed so many times that the character, like, it continues to change character. So anybody who wants to join in our group for a night can play that robot as their own character and still not mess with the mechanics of the robot.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
We've got a jump-in character, so
nice.
It's pretty fun. But we do still heavily support D&D. Every Sunday now from 12:30 to about 4, it's free for people to come in. We host D&D one-shots in here. We have, right now I've got 4 different DMs that come in, and you sit down, character's already done. You just literally sit down with a set of dice and a pencil and play the game. It's great for new players.
Yeah.
If you've never played before or you haven't played 5e, you've played previous editions, you can come in, see the new mechanics of the game, sit through one campaign, find out if you like it, if you hate it. You know, it takes all that away. You don't even have to play. You can just come in and watch.
Right.
But it gives everybody a chance to then participate and try it out. We've got people constantly coming in. Well, do you have anybody that plays D&D? I'm looking for a group. Well, now you don't have to necessarily have this group. You can just come in when you want. It's like, you know, you can't come in that Sunday. Okay, come in when you can. So we've been encouraging people to come in and definitely do that. Again, it's free. So, I mean, it's literally nothing.
That's the best word right
there. So you just come in, sit down, and enjoy the game and, you know, find out if you like it or not. We've been expanding. We have a couple that, you know, aren't doing necessarily D&D, but they're doing other role-playing, so you're getting introduced to different types of
right.
role-playing, so it's not just all D&D. So.
Well, I was going to ask you, I've heard through, being in theater, I hang around with some younger kids that are in the plays as well, and I hear a lot of people talking more and more about D&D. Has it got a resurgence going on? Is there more people interested lately?
So 5e has become super user-friendly. 5e took away a lot of the wonky dice mechanics that most people were fond of in 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
It took away a lot of that. They've got some new, you know, add-ins as far as races and different things and themes and stuff that they've got for it. So a lot of that stuff that the old DM was having to just think up in his head, they've now went ahead and said, hey, we'll put it in a book.
Oh, cool.
And so, you know, that's something that they have, you know, incorporated and made it extremely user-friendly and beginner-friendly. And then they've now, coming up in November, actually, they've taken it a step further, and now we're going to be getting Magic the Gathering meets D&D.
What?
Right. So they have created a special D&D campaign that features characters and story arcs from Magic the Gathering from this new set, Ravnica. So players can then go to Ravnica and explore in an RPG setting and try everything out. And that will be on Ravnica weekend. That will be the 10th and 11th of November.
Wow.
So players can come in on the 10th, play Magic the Gathering in a draft, come back on the 11th, play Magic the Gathering in RPG form.
Oh, wow. That's kind of a unique idea.
And last year was the biggest year for D&D that they've ever had.
Yeah. Okay.
And they said this year is getting ready to be even bigger than that.
Nice. Because like I said, some of these younger kids getting into it, I'm like, what? I thought you guys like other things. Yeah. And it's like, but yeah, finding out they're interested, it's like, it almost has me interested in doing it again. Is there still the character development, rolling the dice, getting the stats and stuff like that, fun stuff?
And a lot of that too is based on your DM. Mm-hmm. So you can either go by the book, where the book is like, it's a straight this. Mm-hmm. Or you can do those dice mechanics and roll it out and just hope that luck is on your side.
Right. I like that aspect of it.
Right, and that is part of the fun, unless you're horrible at rolling dice like me. And then you're like, no, let's go by the book. You have those options. So you kind of can cater to whatever your group would like. And basically the flat stats are fantastic for new groups.
Mm-hmm.
If they're very unsure of what to do as far as how to add on all of those stats and those dice rolls and where to put everything, it's great because it's just like, nope, it's this.
Nice, okay. So a little bit of both, okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay, now I'm understanding more why I'm hearing more and more people talk about D&D. I mean, of course, I still want to say that Stranger Things is what helped bring it back, because it was a big part of that series, that 10-hour movie, two 10-hour movies. But now I know that I've actually done more with the game. That's the best part about it. So, all right, so let's see, we talked about some gaming, we talked about some comic books. Anything else going on in the geek boom world that you guys are seeing more and more of, or something that you're hoping to see more and more of?
The Pops collectors are still huge.
Ah.
I mean, continuously coming out with new Pops to collect.
That's one of the things I never could get into. I always thought they're weird, but I do own some. So I thought they were really weird. But at the same time, you say they're coming out with more and more characters. It's like, look where they got to choose from. Everything in the world, really.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
The licensing on those must be crazy. You name something and they've got a pop for it. I've found that almost everything has a pop. What is the latest thing that's been popular on Pops?
The Venomized.
So with Venom coming out, we have Venomized a lot of the Marvel characters. Like right now, we have Carnage, and we have the Venomized Hulk, we have just Venom, Venomized Iron Man. So, it's very themed around the movies.
Okay.
So anytime a new Star Wars movie comes out, you're going to see a whole new group of Star Wars characters. It will probably still be your classic Yoda and Vader and Luke and Leia. But they've changed something on them, whether it be their outfit or what they're holding or something, which makes it collectible. Because, okay, well now, you know, they've got this lightsaber as before they didn't have it, you know. So people have to keep up. But anytime Stranger Things, you're mentioning, you know, they've got three or four different styles for all of the characters, you know, and especially around Halloween time, you see, you know, that pick up a little bit. So it just kind of changes. With Christmas coming up, we see now, I just ordered a bunch of Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm super excited for Baby Groot because we've got a couple new Baby Groots that are coming out, and there's a Deadpool that's pretty awesome. So you see all these holiday-themed ones, and those are usually limited runs, so that makes it collectible.
Okay.
Because there's not as many produced. Then you have the PX exclusives. Those that don't know what a PX exclusive is, it's a previews-only exclusive. You can only buy it at a local comic book or game store. So you can't go to Walmart or Walgreens and get that pop. You have to come to a local store to buy it.
Nice.
So we see those exclusives, and those, again, are limited, so people are coming in to collect those. So they've done a great way of, you know, making them very collectible and keeping that demand going by picking popular characters and then picking the right way to sell and market it. So, you know, Funko has done amazing with that.
I like the aspect of holidays and everything else that can change, like Santa, Deadpool, and stuff like that. So what's your favorite, Scott? Your favorite pop?
My WWE pops are my favorite pops. I just got a Ric Flair exclusive the other day.
Nice.
My 2K19 game.
Nice.
I got the Woo series.
The Woo series. Okay. Yeah, you did it right. I can't do the Woo. Yeah. See, although there was a stage performance I did, and one of my characters died on stage, and so badly I wanted to do the Ric Flair fall, but
face forward.
Yeah. But the stage is hard, so I didn't want to hurt myself. So
the flare bump.
Yeah, the flare bump. That's it. Yeah.
So his wrestling pops are now a hunting item. His Black Series figures were what we used to hunt. Now it's wrestling. We just got Kenny Omega from the Bullet Club. So constantly hunting.
And my young bucks.
Now, you, besides having the ability to order from, you know, and sell here in the store, do you go actually hunting pops at other places?
No.
Okay. No. Just love the luxury of...
Well, a lot of times...
Yes.
Well, a lot of times we get them... I mean, like, if you're going to go to Walmart, I mean, we get them out, you know, because we all get them on the same day, release days and things like that, but usually by the time they go through their... They're back and try to get them out. And,
yeah.
I mean, I've already got it.
Nice, you know. Nice. Is there any particular one you're looking forward to that you know of coming out?
We went through there the other night. And...
Yes, I think the Christmas ones. The Deadpool, he's got a bunch of candy canes, and he's doing one of his wacky stances. That one's awesome. There's Baby Groot with Christmas lights all over him, and I love it. And, you know, we don't have enough Baby Groot in the world, so I'm super excited for Baby Groot. But...
I like Teenage Green.
I do, too.
He's just sassy.
Right.
I think that's the only reason we like him.
He's so sassy.
We all have that teenager, so
right.
That's very relatable.
That's exactly why he's likable. So.
The Venomates, they're one of my favorites, too, though.
Okay.
They're poseable.
Like, yeah. They're kind of like big Lego men.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, yeah.
So I really like my Caddyshack ones. But she didn't know what Caddyshack was.
They had a Caddyshack?
They got Caddyshack Venomates, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
He showed his age and then showed mine right there.
I'm going to now ignore Beth for the rest of the podcast. She didn't know what Caddyshack was.
I was like, we need to order some more Caddyshacks. It's Caddyshack. What the hell you mean?
Only the best movie ever made.
Oh, the Gopher?
Do they have the gopher?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, we've got the gopher.
I got the gopher.
Yeah, I'm sold.
I got Ghostbusters, too.
Okay.
But she said, these aren't women.
It's a good thing. Anyway, let's talk about this weekend event. I mean, I'm going to get the podcast up fast. It's coming up. I mean, from here, we only have a couple days.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you guys are already fully prepared for all the chaos that's going to happen. It's going to be error-free. We'll hope anyway. So basically you're taking advantage also, and I mean, that's part of the fun of it, is you're taking advantage of the aspect that downtown Vincennes is going to be holding their trick-or-treating at the same time, but you're doing one step further. And most of the other people, they're just going to go to the shops, get candy. Mm-hmm. Here, they're going to come here and they can spend the whole day here.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what all do you got planned for the Saturday?
So from Saturday, Main Street here in Vincennes will be hosting their trick-or-treating from 2 to 4. Mm-hmm. So we said we're going to one-up you and do it from 2 to 5.
Nah.
So where we're located, we are a block off the main drag. Mm-hmm. So you can literally come to us first. You come in the store, and the first thing you're going to see are game tables set up. So you can come in and try out a couple games. We will have Keyforge. We will have Star Wars X-Wing 2.0. We will have HeroClix, and we will have Magic the Gathering.
Okay.
Notice this. A thing there. It's one of our big games.
Mm-hmm.
So you can sit down and try all of these games. When you sit down and try one of those games, you get entered into a raffle to potentially win one of those new games. So, you know, bonus. Then as you make your way in here, you're going to notice that we have Black Panther here. So local cosplayer, Brian Carpenter. A lot of people know him as Spider-Man. So he will be here dressed as Black Panther, meeting and greeting everybody. His costume is amazing. I can't wait to actually see it in person. So he'll be in here just kind of hanging out with everybody, talking to the kids. The kids seem to love him. Move your way on through. You're going to see local artist Jared Hill. He'll be doing free sketches again for us. He was here on Free Comic Book Day back in the spring.
Okay.
So he'll be doing free sketches again, giving them out to kids and everything. Make your way through. We will be giving away a bunch of free comics, all Halloween-themed comics.
Right.
You also will get a treat bag that all of that stuff will go into. So if you don't have a bag to continue down Main Street, we are supplying that bag for you to load up as you make your way down.
Nice.
So we'll have that set up, and then we will be doing a costume contest. Now, this is a two-parter. Any store that participates in the Halloween Comic Fest through Diamond Comics can also participate in the Greatest Halloween Costume Contest, and that is an actual national thing. So people come in dressed in their best. You will get photographed by local photographer for Peculiar Portraiture, Tasha. She will be taking all of our pictures for us. That will then be uploaded onto our Facebook page. And you can share it as much as you want, but people have to go onto our Facebook page and like that picture. And we'll run that costume contest through Halloween.
Okay.
Then at the same time, I will take all of those pictures and put them onto Diamond's costume contest for you.
Oh, wow.
So you will automatically be entered into their costume contest also. The winners for there can get shopping sprees to their local game store. So you could win a $100 shopping spree or a grand prize of $500 shopping spree. So there's lots of great ways for people to win. Our comic book, you know, costume contest will, first place gets $300 in prizes, second place gets $200 in prizes, and third place gets $100 in prizes.
Nice.
So we will also be giving out prizes. So you could win, you know, up to $800 worth of stuff if you win here and on Diamond. Last year, we were actually the number one participating store for the costume event out of the entire country.
Oh, wow.
So we beat out everybody in the entire country for the most participants in the costume contest. So we were very, very proud of that, that, you know, Little Vincennes
right.
knocked out a whole lot of big cities.
Right.
So we're hoping to do it again. We had 252 people last year come and participate in the contest. We want more.
Of course.
So I want to double that. I want to make it, instead of 3 hours putting people online, you know, make me sit there for 6 hours and put people online.
You're a glutton for punishment, huh?
Right? But, you know, it's a good thing. It's just that many more people that are participating. And, you know, it's literally, you can come in, you can hang out, you can spend all 5 hours or all 3 hours here if you want. That's great. You're just trying out new stuff. You're participating. You're doing stuff. But then we also encourage that, you know, go down Main Street, see the rest of the patrons.
Get free candy.
Yeah, and the participating stores will have balloons outside of their store for people to go collect candy and different stuff like that. And it will run all the way to First Street.
Wow.
So it'll go from 6th to 1st. So people can go and do that. But again, in here, it's just going to be chocked full of stuff. And it's, you know, the register will be open. We will still be doing business as usual. So everybody can still hang out and do stuff. So.
Okay, now you got me actually intrigued. I might want to break out my Kingpin costume.
Absolutely.
But I have to shave my head for that, so it's winter. I don't know, Scott, how's the winter for the head?
You don't notice it anymore.
Okay. I'll have to see about that one. But yeah, I know my son will be in costume, well, has his costume ready. He's the human spider. If you remember Spider-Man 1, the Macho Man, or Bonesaw, wrestling against the human spider, in which Bruce Campbell got the name wrong and called him Spider-Man. But anyway, he put together that costume, and I think I'm going to make him show it off here.
He is a huge Macho Man fan. Then.
Oh, he is. Yeah. Wow. And actually, it's that Spider-Man 1 that got him started, is what got him started on Macho Man. And then from then on, he couldn't stop the kid.
Well, the weather should be nice this weekend.
That's what I hear.
Last year was a little cool, and we had a large line out the door. So we were trying to get as many people in here as we could so people could stay warm. But this year it's supposed to be a little warmer, so hopefully it won't be as bad.
And you say it starts 2 p.m. Eastern?
It starts at 2 o'clock Eastern time, and it'll run till 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And the contest, the actual picture portion of it will stop at 5 o'clock. So if they're not in the physical store at 5 o'clock... You know, we're sorry, but we cut it off at 5, because if not, I would be here all night.
You would be, yeah. So. Yeah, I can imagine that. Especially with 252 entries last year.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. That's definitely looking forward to that. In fact, I'm going to show up. What time are you open, actually, officially?
So I will actually be open at noon, as always, but we will not have anything set out for anybody until 2 o'clock, because if I set it out early, then by the time the event starts, we're out of stuff.
Right.
But we will have everything ready to rock and roll at, you know, at 2 o'clock, and... All of the event, you know, supporters and game demoers and everything, it's all 100% volunteer driven. It's all customers.
Right.
These are all gamers and friends and family that you guys have seen in the store playing games or know. So all of it is 100% volunteer. That's why we, you know, avidly say we really do have the best customers. Because, you know, not everybody's going to donate 3 hours of their time on a Saturday to us.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's kind of a neat deal in the fact that not only are they the customers helping out, but they're recruiting new customers too while they're doing it. So I mean, of course, you don't really want to look at it as, or me, I don't want to look at it as customers are recruiting. I'm recruiting more nerds.
Yeah,
they're getting more people into the.
And we have a lot of people that have never heard of the store before. You know, they've seen our funny Facebook video for this. You know, or they've seen the ad that I have pushed down your throat all week if you've been on Facebook. So, you know, that's how they've been coming in. It's like, you know, we have so many people that come in and like, well, I've never been here before. And that's great. That's what we want is, you know, people that have never been here to come in and see, you know, the store at its best, at its most vibrant and full of life, and everybody doing what they really love to do. And that's what we really enjoy.
Because it only takes once and then you're hooked.
Yep.
At least that's all it ever took for me back in the day. Speaking of video, that's something you guys, you keep people updated every week on new things coming to the store. I love that. I don't know any other people that are doing that. There might be, but I don't know of them. And every week, new stuff. I mean, Wednesdays are new comic book day.
Yep.
You every Wednesday, you have what's new in the comics. And you also have, like, products, too, like statues, pops, and everything else that come in. You keep people updated on what you have in the store. I love that aspect because most of the time, you come in here and or you're coming to a comic book store and you're like, okay, what was new? I forgot what's new this week. And but you keep them updated on that. But Scott, that Rocky Horror Halloween presentation thing you guys got going. First, let's talk about that. And I mean, it's incredibly entertaining.
Disturbingly entertaining.
There, okay, disturbingly. I wouldn't say you're just having fun, really. And what got this started? Well, first of all, explain what this video is for the people that haven't seen it yet.
Well, it's our promotion for the Halloween event. A friend of mine, Shank Barzini, a professional wrestler, talked about wanting to cut a promo for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So I'm thinking Shank, you know, I've seen his promos he cuts.
We've had Shank in here quite a bit. Customers love him. You know, he's got a huge fan base with 01 Wrestling. So, and he's on our wall of shame up front. So anytime we have an event, we try to have Shank in here. So anytime somebody sees Shank in a video, they're like, I know him. So it's just natural for him to be like, Shank, cut a promo.
So we had talked about him cutting a promo. And, well, I had come in. He had gotten here before me. And when I came in, he was in the bathroom. And she kind of warned me. She's like, this is weird. You're gonna. And he walked out. I was like, holy, that's disturbing. And, you know, I was like, you just go with it. You just do what you want. And he's like, I'm thinking, you know, I've never even seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show. So when we were recording it, like, I was, yeah.
It intrigued.
Was, yeah.
Yeah, so basically, it's a Rocky Horror Picture Show meets wrestler promoting a comic book gaming store.
Yeah. And a very...
Say, it's a corset. It's... I'm not sure if they were underwear or what they were, and pantyhose, which he was kind of weird. He didn't know how to put those on. And, you know, he does the eye makeup for his actual wrestling gimmick, but then bright red lipstick. And it was just like...
And cowboy boots.
And cowboy boots.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Smelly. The
cowboy.
The smelliest cowboy boots.
Oh?
Oh, my God. Like, he warned me that his feet stunk.
Well, that didn't come through on the video, so that's a good
thing.
Luckily. Oh, like, I'm still giving him shit about that.
So, basically, he's just silliness, I mean, if you will.
Yeah.
Well, that's led you, Scott, into... I'm guessing this is your brainchild.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to take any ownership, Beth? What's up with that? But you've got some ideas of creating some regular promotional videos that you're just going to start creating. And from your description of what's going to be happening, they sound very entertaining. If nothing else, it'll be just something every once a week or so. You'll be able to watch this, go to their Facebook page, or maybe you might want to develop a YouTube channel.
Right.
Geek Boom Vincennes, make sure you look that up on Facebook. Just be friends. Even if you're not in the area, these things are hilarious. Well, at least judging from what the plan is. In fact, Isaac and myself will be involved with these, so in some way, shape, or form. But without giving away too many details, because we still want it to remain a surprise. What's your plan? You're going to tell a story.
Right. We're going to tell a story. We're going to introduce products in there in a very entertaining way. We're going to take our customers and turn them up to 10, you know.
Okay.
Because every place has
right
their groups of people that come in. So we're going to kind of turn that on its head and really just show you what it is to run a comic book store.
Kind of like a day in the life of a comic book store owners. Okay.
Yeah. Probably going to be a little bit more exciting.
Amped up a lot, because I can tell you it's not going to be anywhere near that exciting, and most comic book store owners can say, I have never had anything like that happen before.
I will say the conversations are real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the dialogue will be real, but the characters will be over the top. They'll be turned up to 11.
Yeah.
I'm taking bits and pieces from a whole bunch of our customers and kind of putting them together.
Yeah. It sounds like, I mean, again, I know the full plan. I know more of your plan than what we're trying to put, you know, telling people. Because, again, we don't want to tell secrets. It just sounds like it's going to be a blast. And if nothing else, keep people entertained once a week. But, again, for the people here in the area, they'll see something. Oh, hey, I want that. You know, I don't care what this wrestler's doing. I want that that he's holding, you know.
Right.
And so that's the nice thing about it is not only you're entertaining, but you're going to be helping move some product, I'm sure. At least probably for me anyway, because I'm a sucker for that kind of thing. It's like, oh, I want that. I saw that somewhere else, and that's it. So with this video story, right now, do you see a beginning and end, or are you just going? It's going to be an ongoing thing.
It's going to be an ongoing thing.
Okay.
No beginning and end. Like everyone keeps throwing new ideas to me, and I'm just like, man, yeah, I want to use that too, and I want to use that too. I do want it to spread out though. Like I want to have subplots and you know main stories going in and just yeah, keep it going.
And a love interest, whether or not they'll get together, kind of a Ross and Rachel thing eventually.
Yeah. I do have a love interest in mind.
Oh, okay.
It'll be, again, disturbing.
So, disturbing's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in fact, we were talking just before we recorded the podcast, Beth came up with an idea that just a little while ago that, like, okay, there's another one we got to throw in.
Right.
So, yeah, and, you know, I'm all in on this. It just sounds like fun. If nothing else, people, be ready for this. And I'll be sharing it on the Nerd Up page as well, so to steer you in the right direction. But it just sounds like a load of fun. Why would you want to do something like this?
Why not?
Okay.
I watched Being the Elite, and any wrestling fan who watches that show kind of get the idea of what we're wanting to do. And it just seems like a good kind of a hobby. You know, anytime you can take your hobby and you know, sell stuff with it.
Right.
You know, and entertain people. I mean, that's a good thing.
And have fun.
And have fun, right. So, yeah, so we're going to do that. And
okay. I'm like, again, I'm all in. You got me sold. Because, I mean, even if I'm just here watching you guys make this thing, because I know I'm going to be rolled over in laughter hope most of the time. Even if that's all it is, I'm involved somehow. I mean, I'll hold your coffee for you. I'll do something because you got
to. I think that's
going
to be the hardest part is everybody around that's actually there to support, to stay quiet and
right,
not
yeah.
laugh, so all the laughter isn't picked up in the yes. videos. But you know, we
may have to have a closed set.
It'll definitely have a closed set, but we'll make the sacrifice to try to.
We stayed away from doing videos before because the equipment. You have to know how to use the equipment. And then you have to be able to be a professional video editor to put it all together.
Mm-hmm.
But the way we thought about doing this, I don't need equipment. Like, this is all, you know, we're going to do it with cell phones. We're going to do basic editing for it, and it still will work.
Nice.
The way we want it to.
Well, again, there's a place where Isaac might come in handy. He makes his own videos and does a lot of editing. You may have to say, Isaac.
I put Isaac on the payroll.
I'm telling you, the kid is like way more go-getting in what he wants to do with his life than I was at his age. So
that's good.
I mean, he taught me. I went and interviewed at a job at a college as an instructor in their radio and television department. Radio, I've been doing this for 30 some odd years. Okay, I know it. Television, not so much. You know, I never did any video thing. I took basically. The interview process was that we created a commercial, and then we all for radio and for TV. And I went to work with the video stuff, and I got sat down in front of the computer. I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing. And I got up, and the guy goes, just try something and put it together. I didn't get the job, but when I got home, I told him, on Isaac goes, well, I could have showed you how to do that. I'm like, well, now you tell me. So, yeah, and this was back when he was, I think, 15 years old,
yeah.
editing his own stuff. So it's like, and he does it pretty well. So, yeah, I mean, the kid's a go-getter. And I don't know where he gets it from. It must be his mom, because it ain't me. I'd rather just sit around.
Yeah, so. Tell Isaac I have a proposal for him. Because it takes me 8 hours to sit down and
edit a three-minute video.
Well, one of the things he does is fan dubs of these Japanese anime were basically, they're not released in English yet, so he makes them in English. And I'm like, that's just...
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's time-consuming, but he likes doing it. So, yeah. Well, yeah, we might just have to see if he's a Geek Boom employee or not.
Right.
We'll definitely be putting out more video content, so it's more than just that weekly You See Beth
you know, that... trying to peddle her goods. So instead, you'll now see Beth peddling her goods and also lots of other crazy antics.
Craziness.
So
I like that because you always have to have the straight person in the middle of the chaos, you know, and your videos of what's new in the store, perfect. They tell you what's going on, but at the same time, maybe the next day, here comes Scott. But I guess I'm going to be included in that if I'm not careful. But I think it sounds like a fun idea. And if nothing else, like you said, having fun with the people in the comic book store, the world of comic books and gaming, there's a lot of fun to be had in there. So, like I said, when I ran my shop, there were characters already created.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
They're the ones that, hey, if we could put you in a film, wow. So... anything else we didn't touch on that you guys would like to talk about?
Christmas is coming up.
Oh, Christmas. You know what? That's another thing I want to tell people. It's not just with your shop, but although you guys got everything I'd like. But any other comic store, again, people listening on the West Coast, East Coast, whatever, even in Norway. I got a listener in Norway, I know for sure.
You got that guy.
Yeah, with that guy. It's like, there's always one. So, but all these comic book stores.
Think about how odd that guy is.
I know, right? I guess it's not a good podcast. Anyway, I don't think that's a Norwegian accent, by the way. That sounded more Transylvanian. But anyway, these guys have got gift ideas. If you have a nerd in your family, everybody has one. And sometimes they're secret nerds. They're the ones that like...
Closet nerds.
Yeah, closet nerds, yes. They love Batman, have all their life. And yet, you know, they're now an adult. And it's like, well, get them that Batman statue that they can sit on the fireplace. And it's like an Oscar. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way I treat it. But, you know, get them that item that's like, you're not going to find that anywhere else. Comic book stores have got great resources. Yes, there's gaming. Yes, there's comic books. But you guys have, okay, we talked about Pops. No matter what they're interested in, a parent can come in this store and say, I don't know what to get my son or my daughter, but I do know they like Stranger Things. I know they're a Star Wars fan. Immediately, you guys can just say, oh, well, wait till you see this. Because there's something for everyone at a comic book store. It's not just, you know, not just comics, really, and not just gaming. It's a whole lot more going on that people would appreciate. Even T-shirts, you know. There's all sorts of things that stocking stuffers or actual full gifts. I mean, you guys got these great statues of some of the items, like I saw on your weekly video, mm-hmm. the Harley Quinn and Joker statues coming out.
I think it's excellent.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a Harley Quinn and Joker fan.
And that's actually extremely collectible. It's part of the DC Bombshells collection.
Okay.
So anybody that's ever seen any of the Bombshells stuff, it's fantastic. They are limited runs. There's only 2,000 made.
Oh.
So each one is individually numbered. So that collectibility is there, but the detail on it is
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Fantastic.
Yes. It looks like... basically, the page of the comic book just came straight out, and the beautiful stuff. So, anybody that, you know, maybe even one time in their life they liked Batman, maybe they liked the Adam West 1966 Batman, this statue would still like, oh yeah, I remember my youth or whatever. But trust me, when it's Christmas time coming up, what anything special going on around here at Christmas?
We have the Geek Christmas Boombox.
Mm-hmm.
So we've taken, because last year we had a lot of grandparents and parents come in and they didn't know what to get their kids, just like you were saying.
Right.
We took a bunch of items. We've ordered up on them. They can come in and they can pick out for $49.99. They can pick out, they'll pick out a limited edition comic box. So these are all limited runs.
Okay.
You can see them on our wall over there. I know your listeners can't, but so they can pick out one of those. Then they can pick out a group of comic books. We'll have we'll have new release comic books in a set, and then we'll have vintage. So that way it gets our comic book collecting started mm-hmm, in their new mm-hmm. comic box.
Nice.
They'll be able to pick out a bust or
bank
to put in the box. They'll be able to pick out a game to put in the box.
T-shirts
to put in the box.
Graphic novel.
Yeah, graphic novel. So in this box, there are tons of gifts.
So you can
That's
go anywhere
idea.
From $90 to $160, and you get all of that fun stuff crammed into this box for
$49.95. Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah. So, and it takes that, even the box itself. I mean, we have one decorated up. I've wrapped it up, you know, with ribbon and a bow. You don't even have to wrap the thing.
Nice.
You just put a bow on it, and there it is. It's already pre-wrapped in this awesome collectible box. Nice. So,
well, that's kind of like whenever we go to Comic-Con, Indie Pop-Con, any of the cons around, there's always this one vendor has these weird boxes.
Yeah.
You don't know, mystery boxes is what they are. And you open them, and there's all sorts of weird goodies. Well, here, actually, you're building this, so you know what's in it. The
and
recipient,
you can kind of tailor it to that person's, you know, likes. And it's like, you know, we will try to have as many options as possible. Again, quantities will be limited because as far as the boxes go, those are limited, extremely limited.
Okay.
What I have is what I have. And then as far as the items that go in it, so it's like, you know, if you're one of the last few to get in on this deal, your options might be, you know, a little less, you know, robust is what it was when we started.
So it's not a blind box per se, because the customer
picks it out, but it's a blind box to the recipient.
Right.
Yeah.
But it helps the customer, because a lot of them, they come in here and they're just overwhelmed. They just see, it's like, oh my God, what am I going to get?
Right.
This way it's like, okay, here's your options. You just pick one, and we'll put it in there, and when they open it up, it's...
All right. I'm not going to say anything on the podcast, but I have a great gift idea, so you guys are going to help me out with one.
Yeah.
So I'll be one of your first purchases.
And this will start, you know, starting in November,
okay.
So people can start coming in, and, you know, we'll definitely have everything ready, because Main Street, again, it's Vincent's first Main Street. So we always have lots of stuff going on. So starting in November, starting on the 16th, that's our biggest one. That's actually going to be the Parade of Lights.
Oh, yeah.
So people can come down that evening, watch the parade, visit with Santa. And, you know, we're definitely going to have all this stuff ready for people. So it's like, as soon as you're done watching the parade, come into the store, warm up, take a look at everything, and, you know, go ahead and start Christmas shopping. Get it going now before, you know, Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Go ahead and start getting those things purchased. So that's something, you know, that will definitely be kicking off beginning in November.
All right. That's definitely, I mean, again, I'm here anyway, but you've got me coming in more often, I think. All right. Well, that's it for the podcast this week around. Once again, Scott and Beth Huey, thanks so much for joining me on this one. I love talking to you guys, mainly because I can just sit here in the middle and be surrounded by comic books and stuff and just feel at home. So I'm going to put up a sleeping bag, I think, one of the corners here, so he doesn't mind.
Judgment-free zone, like Planet Fitness.
There you go. And it is. But anyway, thanks for joining me once again, and we'll be back with more Nerd Up Podcasts. You know what? I might just set up a permanent studio here, too.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
We'll have a Nerd Up studio inside the Geek Boom Comics. So thanks for sticking around, and tune in next time. Who knows what's going to happen? It could be fun. As we say at the end of each and every episode, stay nerdy.